I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You could be here in Georgia with me. You could be at WWL down in New Orleans. What's up, New Orleans? You could be up in Rochester. You could be in Buffalo. You could be in New York City. Hi to everyone down in Miami. I'm here for you. Trust me. Unless I'm asked, I'm not going to reference the Heat or the Panthers again, so don't worry about it. What's up, California? Everybody from Sacramento down to San Diego. Hi, Seattle. Hi, Vancouver. Minnesota. What's up, Minnesota? I haven't been to Minneapolis in about a year. What's going on, Chicago? Everybody tuned in on the Score. Everybody out in Vegas. People down in Houston and Dallas. Cleveland. Got a bunch of folks listening in Cleveland. Detroit. I haven't been. What was I in Detroit? Hey, Shep, when was I in Detroit? Do you remember?
It had to have been Special Olympics, I would guess, right?
No, I was. No, but when?
But when? Okay. I don't know.
I mean, Detroit last July.
You travel more than an airline pilot, you know?
If that was the case, they'd let me fly the plane.
That's true.
I was in Denver last year. I think I was in Denver in April, May? No, not true. Still snow. But it snows all the time, so it could have been late. Anyway, I'm here in Georgia now, and just much love to everybody all over the country. I don't care where you're at. I can go back further. I haven't been to Boise, Idaho in like 6 years. I need to go to Boise. Some of the best food I had, surprisingly, was in Boise. Anyway, I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's been locked into the show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. That's every weeknight. That means Monday through Friday. And so, yeah, you can listen on your local affiliate in all the cities that I just mentioned, hundreds of others. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. If you're like me, you get in your car, you turn on SiriusXM 158. If you're going far, you don't got to worry about switching things up. And then if you're at home or at work and you got a smart speaker, you just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We've had a busy show. We talked about the Buffalo Bills and Stephon Diggs, how the Buffalo Bills just made that situation worse. Head coach Sean McDermott not being clear yesterday on why Stephon Diggs didn't practice. And now today he goes, oh, well, I excused him. Well, you could have said that yesterday. We talked about some potential trades in the NBA. Bradley Beal, the only player in the NBA who has a no-trade clause. Bradley Beal might be on the move. Washington has new management, and they're trying to correct some of the mistakes done by the previous GM, Tommy Shepard. Talked about Zion. Zion might also be on the move, except for I don't know who wants his ass, okay? At the same time, we looked at Vegas as a sports city, looking at what took place with the Golden Knights winning their first championship last night, still basically an expansion franchise. And then we looked at some of the issues going on with Georgia football. I don't know what's going on with the university, but their student athletes have trouble not picking up driving violations. It's pretty nuts, the amount of mistakes and issues that they have gotten into. So we've done a lot tonight. You know, right now here in the studio, I'm watching the Chicago White Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers, trying to see if the Dodgers can bounce back. And then last hour, as I always do, I delivered to you a top six list. And we took a look at some of the most unlikely stars in the world of sports. Now, when I think about a star, because one of our callers said Stetson Bennett, you know, he said, oh, you know, hey, you got a guy, a walk-on, back-to-back national championships, who's done it, nobody. And so Stetson Bennett's big time. And I go, yeah, he's a star in Athens. He's a star in college. But if I want to look at a whole grouping of folks, he don't fit my list. Maybe the number six guy, comparable, maybe not, I don't think so. Here, let me give you a recap. And if you missed it, Audacy app, AUDACY, you can listen to everything. At number six, I gave you R.A. Dickey. This man was drafted in 1993, didn't make his Major League Baseball debut until 2001. It took him 4 to 5 years to actually develop a knuckleball, and he ends up with a Cy Young. And he makes plenty of money along the way. He might be the lowest end star here on the list. Probably is. He is. At number five, I gave you Nikola Jokic. At number four, I gave you Dennis Rodman. At number three, I gave you Tom Brady. At number two, I gave you someone who went undrafted and then went into the Basketball Hall of Fame. The only dude to do so, Ben Wallace. And at number one, I gave you the grocery clerk who won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP and NFL MVPs for the regular season. I gave you Kurt Warner. Listen to Kurt Warner after his Super Bowl victory against the Titans talk about where the hell he's come from. This is Mike Tirico talking to Kurt Warner on ABC after that championship.
In addition to this trophy, you'll also get the trophy as the Super Bowl MVP. 5 years ago, you were stocking supermarket shelves in Iowa. Now you're a Super Bowl champion, an NFL MVP, a Super Bowl MVP. What message does it send to people who always have the dream but don't have the guts and the courage to follow on it?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I always believed in myself, and I got a whole bunch of people here that believed in me. And as long as I had those guys, I was going to give them everything I had. And it's because of these guys and the confidence they had in me that that I'm standing up here today. And I thank all the players, all the coaches, my family, everybody for believing in me. And we're world champions. How about them Rams?
Yeah, man. Undrafted, Arena Football League, NFL Europe, the supermarket, to being one of the best quarterbacks the league has ever seen. You want to talk about an unlikely star? I remember that whole first year. Magic carpet ride. Like, who the hell is this guy? And how the hell are they scoring all of these points? It was cool to watch. And what makes it even more special, Kurt Warner's genuinely a great dude. I don't know what he does when he goes home, but having had a chance to meet him and speak to him, he's an awesome guy. Awesome guy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to more of your calls about some of the unlikely stars that the world of sports has seen. And then we'll get some thoughts from super producer and host Dave Shepard. Alan is calling from Toronto, Canada. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alan?
Hi, JR. I'm going with Manny Ramirez. Manny Ramirez.
Well, hold on. Take a breath, Alan.
Sure.
I'm very interested as to why Manny Ramirez, you consider him to be an unlikely star, because I grew up listening and being around the guy. But listen, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. He was arrested for domestic violence, and he tested positive for in 2009 and 2011 for PEDs. And he has poor instincts on the base paths, too, you know, and he doesn't hustle enough.
Wait, Alan.
Okay, yeah, okay. The man is weird. Dennis Rodman is weird.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, okay.
How does that, everything that you just said, how does that make Manny Ramirez an unlikely star? I don't understand the correlation.
Because he has poor instincts on the base paths, and he lacks speed, he lacks hustle. He's only had 38 stolen bases. He's not in the Hall of Fame, but he definitely has Hall of Fame numbers. Look at his numbers. 312 batting average, 555 home runs, 1,830 RBIs, and 986. He has 33% for the votes.
Alan, Manny Ramirez isn't in the Hall of Fame for a lot of the reasons you just named. Mostly PEDs and drug test failures. We agree on that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, having said that, there is nothing looking at Manny Ramirez and his career in baseball. There is nothing about that man that makes him an unlikely star. And this was why I was curious as to why you would say so. Because growing up in New York City and growing up in the Bronx, growing up in Harlem, growing up in Washington Heights, Manny Ramirez was a prodigy. Manny Ramirez was the dude that you heard about coming out of New York City playing baseball out of the Heights, Washington Heights, and watching him years later at the then time Cleveland Indians just basically destroying pitching was not a surprise. He is one of the most pure hitters that I personally have ever seen in my life. You can put him in there with, I don't know, I'm not going to say he's Tony Gwynn because he wasn't, but playing baseball came easy to Manny Ramirez. Making contact came easy. Edgar Martinez, Manny Ramirez, Tony Gwynn, Ichiro Suzuki. There wasn't one time, I don't care if he was in a slump, which was rare. I don't care if Manny Ramirez went one for the past 200. I am deathly afraid of that man if I'm on the mound. And so I understand everything you just said about what Manny Ramirez wasn't. You could even tell me he went to go take a pee in the Green Monster. Manny Ramirez, even though he took drugs at the end, he didn't need them. He's like Barry Bonds. He is one of the most talented baseball players. He was a prodigy.
But he had baggage. Dennis Rodman had baggage. He had the credentials. Manny Ramirez has baggage too. More baggage than O'Hare and LaGuardia airports combined.
Okay.
So that's what we're talking about. Dennis Rodman has the credentials. Manny has the credentials, but we're talking about baggage. Dennis Rodman has baggage,
not
and baggage. Manny has baggage.
I'm looking at a guy's entire career, and if I have to think about someone who is unlikely to be a star, I'm going to think about someone who came out of nowhere and accomplished a whole hell of a lot. Manny Ramirez didn't come out of nowhere. He accomplished a lot, and then he was able to screw things up at the end. I don't think that makes him an unlikely star. That makes him a troubled one.
Well, then Dennis Rodman, he didn't come out of nowhere either. He's a star. He didn't come out of nowhere either.
Dennis Rodman came out of some of the worst conditions that a human being could come out of Texas. Dennis Rodman doesn't know how many brothers and sisters he has. Dennis Rodman can't shoot a jump shot. Dennis Rodman is a freak of nature. Dennis Rodman is one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Yeah, well, he didn't come out of nowhere, though.
Then where did he come from? What schools did Dennis Rodman go to?
School of Hard Knocks, I guess.
Oh, exactly, Alan. That my point exactly. Appreciate you for calling from Toronto. Dennis Rodman didn't come out of nowhere. Even if you know what school he came from, even if you know the name, find it on a map.
Chair, I guarantee you, if you asked any caller and they didn't look it up.
Which school? Which ones?
Yeah, right. They would have no idea. Like we know, because obviously like we're privy to this list, but there's no way anyone would know. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't know where he went to school. I know where Scottie Pippen went to school before I know where Dennis Rodman went to school. And Scottie, right, and most people don't even know where Scottie went to school.
Right. Listen, to tell me Dennis Rodman did not come out of nowhere, it's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? That's not true. Dennis Rodman. Where'd he come from then? Was he Grant Hill? Was he LeBron James Jr.? Call me and tell me LeBron James Jr. came out of nowhere. Bronny James came out of nowhere. Never heard of him. He just ended up in the NBA. Never heard of him ever. 855-212-4CBS. Allen hit me with a wild one. Manny Ramirez, an unlikely star? Because he came with back. What? Prodigy. Forget everything that went on with Manny Ramirez. Forget all the bad things. Damn. His hand-eye court, there was not a guy. He was just phenomenal. It's a shame what happened at the end of his career, but he was phenomenal. He was phenomenal since he was a kid. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is calling from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you?
Doing good. So, hey, Dennis Rodman came from southeastern Oklahoma State. That is in the middle of nowhere.
Well, you win a prize.
Hey, thank you very much. But I want to give a shout-out and shift gears to my man Max Verstappen in Formula One right now, taking out 7-time world champion Lewis Hamilton a couple of years ago.
So who's the unlikely star? What's this guy's name?
Max Verstappen. He's a Dutch race car driver in Formula One. He's a 2-time current world champion.
Where did he come from?
The Dutch. He came from the Netherlands.
Well, yeah, I know that. But what makes him so unlikely?
Because you had one of the best drivers in the world in Lewis Hamilton winning 7 world championships, and you had one of the greatest seasons in 2021 with those two going back and forth, and he came out on top. And that was so unlikely in the last lap.
Oh, well, I'm familiar with Lewis Hamilton. He's about the only, what is it, F1? He's the only one I'm familiar with.
Yeah, but so there you go. That's unlikely right there.
Is it an unlikely event, or is this guy career unlikely?
I think his career is unlikely because more times other than that, Lewis Hamilton wouldn't have 8 championships. And okay, if you go back to that season,
hold on, Kevin. Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, 99% of us don't know what you're talking about, so I'm just trying to speed things up.
F1 needs more love.
Well, I've been to the track at Austin. It's Circuit of Americas. Yeah,
yep.
I've been there. They gave me a tour. They let me drive. They let me drive on the track.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I don't know if this guy, and I don't know this dude that you're talking about from a hole in the wall. But I don't think just, you know, winning because – so let me put it to you this way. If the Yankees won 9 straight World Series, right, and then the Dodgers just won 1, I'm not going to just say the Dodgers are unlikely stars because they beat the Yankees. Like, tell me the Dodgers were a Triple-A team or they came from relegation. Like, I don't know if beating Lewis Hamilton is, I don't know if that counts. Like, tell me the guy's driving a car upside down. I don't know.
Hey, it's the pinnacle of racing, man. But, I just wanted
what
to get a shout out.
What got you into F1?
With what?
What got you into Formula One racing?
I got to say, watching with my dad and then Drive to Survive on Netflix.
Oh, okay. How much is Netflix right now?
It's about $10 a month.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. I need to turn it on. Hey, thank you, Kevin. Yeah,
no problem. Have a good one.
What's that guy's name again?
Max Verstappen.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have heard of him. I have. Thank you, Kevin. I have heard of the dude. I wouldn't know him if he walked by me at all. And I know F1 is huge. It's huge. Not huge here. Man, there's a lot of people who don't even know the NASCAR drivers. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Damien is calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, thank you for being on I love your show, brother. I love it. You get me through my night.
You're welcome.
Second of all, your list is perfect, except I don't know number six, but I want to say something crazy because the last call is like Richard Dumas, but I just want to acknowledge your list, man. You named two Pistons, Dennis Rodman. He was amazing. I actually went to Dennis Rodman camp as a kid, but Ben Wallace changed Detroit, man. When he was in Detroit, the energy of Detroit, the palace was always full. People walking around with afros on their head. Ben Wallace came from, I want to say, he said he grew up around cotton fields. So where he came from was wild.
Yeah, Alabama.
And I just want to say thank you for putting two Pistons on the list.
I got a question for you. You said you went to Dennis Rodman's basketball camp as a kid?
So when he was a Piston, he wasn't the wild Dennis Rodman.
I know. He didn't have the crap in it. But what did you learn at Dennis Rodman basketball camp?
Okay, so I was like 9 years old, and I was the biggest Isaiah Thomas fan. So I really went because I knew Isaiah was coming. And all I remember is Dennis Rodman running. Like, that's all we did.
What?
Was jog.
Okay, all y'all did was run? Okay. All right. Yeah, it makes sense. That's something he specialized in. For whatever reason, his endurance was through the roof. I don't know if it was fueled by alcohol or other things, but that man, he never got tired. Hey, Damian, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, bro.
No doubt. I understood part of what Damian was saying. It's like he called me through a roll of toilet paper. I don't know what he was saying. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your unlikely basketball. Well, not basketball. Your unlikely sports stars on the other side of the break. And I'm going to see if I could sign up for Dennis Rodman basketball camp. Wonder what he's doing here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just want to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Who needs more of me? Who needs more JR? Who needs this? Listen to Agents of Inclusion if you need more of me. Yeah, just search Agents of Inclusion. You got Google. People Google all these other things when it comes down to me. I see it. Just Google Agents of Inclusion. Listen to the podcast, and then you'll definitely get more of me. 855-212-4CBS. You know, we've been talking about some of the most unlikeliest stars in the world of sports. You know, players who were expected to not be anywhere. And I'm going to get to your calls momentarily, but the guy I want to update you on right now, he's not an unlikely star. This man is about to get paid like $50-plus million a year. He was drafted number six. It's Justin Herbert. He plays for the Los Angeles Chargers. I want to call him San Diego so bad. Every time I say it, I'm like, this is stupid. Can we send them back to San Diego where they belong? But anyway, he ain't no unlikely star, and even though his team always finds a way to choke every single season, not necessarily his fault, Cindy, I mean, I can't get over that Jacksonville game. That's still nuts. Justin Herbert is at work. Like I said, he's going to be eligible for one of these ridiculous contracts that will likely reset the market between him and Joe Burrow, and then somewhere down the line, Mahomes will say, I need a little bit of a raise. But Justin Herbert was asked on Wednesday about his deal, his contract, is he going to keep playing? And he's like, what the hell are you asking me this crap for? I'm the quarterback. Of course I'm going to come to work. I love his answer. Take a listen to this.
Would you be someone who would consider like a hold-in or anything to make sure a deal gets done? Or is that just completely out of the picture for you?
It's something that I really haven't thought a whole lot about. You know, I think the most most of the offseason so far has been worried about, you know, getting my shoulder right, making sure that I'm the best quarterback that I can be for this team. It's something that you can address. You know, I'm not quite sure. I don't have any more updates for you at this time. But, you know, like I've said earlier, I think the world of the Chargers organization. You know, I've got complete faith in the front office. So that's something that you'll address at the time. But I don't have any updates right now.
Okay. All right. Hold in, which means I'm going to show up to work, but I ain't gonna go out there and practice. Okay. Sure. Justin Herbert's going to get paid. He'll get his money. And then somehow, some way, every year, the Chargers will find a new way to choke at the end of the season. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, congratulations. Mr. Mets still has his wife. Good for him. New York Mets beat the Yankees tonight, by the way. I've seen Mr. Mets' wife. She's been around for a few years now. I just haven't seen them together in quite some time. Let's go ahead and talk to Caleb calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Caleb.
Hey, JR, I got a sleeper pick for you. It's Ryan Clark from the Steelers.
Oh, okay, LSU, yeah.
Yeah, he got a Super Bowl ring, undrafted. Mm-hmm. He's doing big things in the media, you know. Shout out to the Pivot Podcast.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thank you, Caleb. Appreciate you. Yeah, he started off at he was with Washington and then the Giants, and he had to come back from sickle cell. Yeah, great call. Eric is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Love you and love Shep big time. I originally called in with a player, but you know what? I was thinking while on hold, and I think I found someone much better for your list. Okay. So if you don't mind, I'm going to change my pick that I told Shep. But I think the guy that ultimately fits your list was Vlad Guerrero.
Oh, Vladimir Guerrero?
Yeah, coming from nothing. His brother, you know, Wilton was supposed to be the better player and turned out by far not to be. You know, I mean, they came from like an extreme poverty. And then if you think about it, when he started out, he played for the Expos and they played in front of nobody for his most of his career.
Yeah. No, Vladimir Guerrero is another one of those. I don't know if I'd put him in Manny Ramirez category, but he was another. He was born to swing a bat, so it's no surprise that his son is out here doing the same. I don't care, and this is one of those things, I don't care what his son ever does. I'm always going to think his daddy is better.
Oh, absolutely.
That's just what it is.
But, I mean, if you look at the starting lines, though, like where he came from, you know, and how he came up in the game, it's like, you know, I don't think he was really expected. I know he went through the Dodgers camp when he was like, you know, 15 and 16 for a couple of weeks. But even then, they were saying that, you know, they weren't expecting him to really be much of a player. So,
yeah, Vladimir Guerrero. And I'm being reminded of his numbers, you know, right now. And time flies. He made his major league debut in 96. It feels like Vladimir Guerrero played. He only played 16 seasons. It feels like he played longer than that. He was a natural. He was a beast. And the fact, and this is badass. I don't know how many legitimate players we have left that don't wear gloves. He was just out there swinging away. And his bat, I don't know how long the bat was, man, but it looked like he was swinging a fence out there, man. He wasn't playing no games. Strong dude.
Yeah, dude, I think the best part to his game was the fact that you just could not pitch around him. I mean, it didn't matter where you put the ball. If you weren't intentionally walking him, he found a way to take you deep.
Yeah, he was hitting everything, made it look easy. Power was ridiculous. He looked like he was carved out of granite, which is interesting. His son is the complete opposite. And then we know Vladimir Guerrero, he had that cannon out and right as well. Hey, Eric, yep. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. We're going to hear from Shep as to who he thinks is someone that is an unlikely star in the world of sports.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless, wish you well, and all the best, JR, because you really are my favorite sports DJ on the air.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about some of the most unlikely sports stars, unlikeliest sports stars that we've seen. And number one on my list, I gave you Kurt Warner. Yeah, the former dude who used to bag groceries and became one of the most heralded winning quarterbacks in the league, period. Hey, Shep.
Yes, sir.
You have any thoughts? Is there anyone that stands out to you as just kind of popping the hell up out of nowhere?
Manny Ramirez? No, I'm joking. For me, JR, the guy who would be at the top of the list should be the guy that inspired the list. Because when you look at Ben Wallace, Tom Brady to some extent, R.A. Dickey, those guys at least embody what an athlete should look like. Uh-huh. Where Nikola Jokic, if you look at the way he runs, you look at the muscle mass that the guy has on him, you look at childhood pictures of him, that guy wasn't supposed to grow up to be a professional athlete, let alone a two-time regular season, should have been three, finals MVP as well, already a top 25 player in the history of the sport, and it's only going to increase in that regard. JR, 40 guys are picked ahead of him. 40 guys were picked ahead of him. And it's not like he came into the NBA and he took the night in the league by storm. Like, he was a slow, arrival. He wasn't great as a rookie. People forget that as well.
Yeah, he came out the Adriatic League, so I can't, I can't knock anybody.
Right.
And if I put it to you this way, if Nikola Jokic was bagging groceries out of Serbia and then became MVP,
right,
then I'd put him number one here.
Well, he'd be a tall grocery bagger. He'd be the tallest person to ever work in a grocery store. That's for sure.
Somebody got to get the stuff at the top shelf.
That's a good point. I mean, he's a legitimate 7 feet. And you know what's interesting, JR, is you talk about Kurt Warner. They ain't going to make a movie about Nikola Jokic anytime soon.
They made a movie about Giannis. Did you see it?
Well, Giannis is charismatic. Like, Giannis is infectious.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you if you saw the movie.
And I was explaining why I think they would. I have not seen the movie. Is it worth watching?
I haven't seen it either. That's why I asked you.
Okay. I still don't remember that Formula One driver that guy was talking about. I know Lewis Hamilton. See, I that already slips my mind. It just shows you how much of a star that guy is.
Yeah, well, this Formula One is, it ain't huge. It ain't big time here, you know?
It's nothing here. Let's be real.
There's a good audience here for it, man.
You're kind.
I've been told worse. I'll take whatever I get when I can. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, let's go to Paul from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
How are you?
I'm doing well, man. How's your night?
Well, man, I'm good. Ask me what I had for dinner.
What did you have for dinner?
Well, I don't remember. But go ahead.
Why not? Must not have been good.
I'm a busy man, man. I got a million things going on.
Ah, all right. I just got one thing to say. I think Priest Holmes not getting drafted came out and scared the hell out of a bunch of defensive linemen and just did his damn thing. And I want to say Brian Mitchell is one of the most underrated people in the NFL, and he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Well, thank you, Paul, for calling from Virginia. Thank you so much. Yeah, well, we're moving into undrafted territory here. Flute is calling from D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
More hey, undrafted guys. J.R. All right, J.R., thanks for taking my call. It's your man, Fufanati, calling out of D.C. Now, I was in a position where I actually saw this player in high school, and he was on a top high school basketball team. They were ranked number one. And eventually, four NBA players came off of this one team. Now, I don't know about all the NBA players, but I really doubt if four NBA players came off of one high school team other than this team. And this guy was the least likely of the ones to make pro. And that was Tyrone Muggsy Bogues, because he was the smallest one on the team. and they had Reggie Williams went pro, David Wingate went pro, and Reggie Lewis went pro, and it was and Muggsy Bogues. But it was four players on that one team, and by him being 5'3", you know, I saw him in person, and he won the MVP of the tournament. There were four nationally ranked teams, and Dunbar at that time was ranked number one. And, I mean, this little guy won the MVP. He was head and above. He just took over the court. You know, if you didn't have your dribble together, he would pick your pocket. He could penetrate. He was tough. And you know, he was just a he made the team. He made everyone better, you know. But he went on to have a pro career, and he was playing against guys like Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan, everyone at 5'3", you know. And he had a successful pro career.
Here's the most important stat. And Muggsy Bogues is an excellent answer here. He actually made our top six list a while ago for underdogs, not unlikely stars. But the man was shot at when he was a kid, okay?
Yeah. Coming out of Baltimore, man.
Yeah, he ain't nothing to mess with. Hey, Flu, thank you for calling from D.C.
All right, keep up the good work, JR.
Thank you, man. Be well. Let's go to Rhode Island and talk to Eric. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got a big laugh, and it actually is what inspired me to call in about that guy who called in about Manny Ramirez.
Oh my God!
Like that just inspired me to call because, first of all, no, not Ramirez. However, a lot of people forget David Ortiz was an undrafted free agent in '92. He was the player to be named later in the trade to the Twins, and he got released by the Twins in 2002. And I think in '99, he finished the season 0-20.
Minnesota, I remember watching him in Minnesota when he played, and I'm like, this guy is crap. I mean, he had that one good season on his way out the door, but for the most part, I remember David Ortiz as a Twin, and it was one of those, how the hell is he sticking around here? He's the bottom of the lineup.
Exactly.
Hit a home run, and maybe this will be his career. David Ortiz was like a seventh, six-hole hitter in Minnesota with power who couldn't
move up to
a full-time four.
That's why I laughed when the guy said Manny Ramirez. I'm like, man, you picked the wrong Red Sox.
Yeah, wild stuff. Well, thank you, Eric. Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you taking the call. Thanks.
No doubt about it. Eric calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR? I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Pretty good. That'd be a stretch, but considering where he was drafted and the fact that he didn't start until Drew Bledsoe got hurt, I'm going to say Tom Brady. No one knew he was going to be what he is. No one had any idea that he was going to be as good as he was.
I had Tom Brady on the list. How's it not a stretch? I had him number three on the list.
My bad. Well, I got another one for you then. How about Shannon Sharp? Grew up dirt poor in Georgia, Savannah State. You know, I don't think anyone saw him coming.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anyone saw him. I thought he would be what he was, two-time champ, Pro Bowler, MVP.
Well, yeah, touche. Yeah, I guess it's in the genes, man. Well, thank you, Eric. Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate it.
No doubt. Let's go to Wyoming and talk to Dave. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I think I got the top of your list here. Johnny Unitas.
The top of my list? Kurt Warner is on the top of mine. Why you got Unitas on yours?
Well, he's drafted in the ninth round, cut by the Steelers, did construction for a year. He is the original Kurt Warner. Then the Colts picked him up, and Hall of Famer.
What was he doing besides construction?
That was it.
Oh, okay. Reasonable.
$6 an hour.
Well, I mean, we got to put it for the cost of inflation. What would that be?
Yeah, that's true.
What's minimum wage right now, Dave? Do you know?
It depends where you are, but McDonald's is paying $15.
Yeah, isn't there a federal minimum wage?
There is, but it only applies to certain workers.
Yeah,
in Wyoming, it's actually $5.15.
Excuse me? Say something. What did you just say, Dave?
I said in Wyoming, the state minimum wage is $5.15. I kid you not.
Damn, Dave, damn.
You ought to come out here. It's cheap to live, huh?
What part of Wyoming are you living in?
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. And what I only know two other cities. What are the two cities? What are they?
Cheyenne's the biggest. Laramie's where the university is. We only have one university in the state.
How far away is your next-door neighbor?
Oh, I live out in the country a little bit, so not too far.
What does that mean?
Oh, I'm a quarter of a mile.
Oh, not too bad. Just run down.
Yeah, not
down.
Bad.
All right. Well, you be safe out there, Dave, okay?
All right. Thanks, Sarah.
Damn. Shep, did he say 515 or 550? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
You want to, let's move out there. Let's relocate the show there.
Listen, JR has more power than Chef at CBS Sports Radio, so I'm going to follow your lead on that.
Say again, what?
I said JR has more power than Chef at CBS Sports Radio, so I'm going to follow your lead. I'm happy to.
Yeah, no, you leave New York, I leave Atlanta, and we go to Cheyenne.
We would be the kings of Wyoming, JR.
Would we?
Yes.
You know, they got all them bunkers out there?
Well, no.
Farm, they got a lot.
Like you said, Cheyenne's lovely.
You've been?
No, I'm just going by your word.
Listen, I've been a lot of places. A lot of places. A lot. Almost everywhere. I haven't been to Wyoming. I almost went to Nebraska a couple of months ago for some football. I haven't been to Wyoming yet. Maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I'll stay at his house. You think he got room?
I think so. They have a lot of room in Wyoming for a lot of things.
He may make me sleep on the lawn. I don't know about all of that. Anyway, it's almost time for me to shut up. Where did the time go, Shep? Where did it go?
It flew. We could always have a part two. It seems like a lot of people have a lot of opinions on this.
Nah, we don't do part two.
We don't do part two. Got it.
No, don't do part twos. No. If anybody missed anything, they just got to hit rewind on the Free Odyssey app. I don't know what part or edition this is tomorrow, but I will be back at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Let's see what ridiculous news we get tomorrow. I know the Denver Nuggets are going to have their parade. I'm sure that we will have funny Jokic quotes. And let's just see which one of their players is drunk. Probably Aaron Gordon. He's my pick. Okay? If you missed the show, I'll tell you again, hit rewind on the Free Odyssey app. If you miss me in the meantime, you can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. And make sure you also go ahead and check out the Agents of Inclusion podcast. Just search that. Some of the most inspirational stories you will ever hear in your life. Some of my subjects, they're the real stars. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Thank you, Shep, for an amazing evening. Thank you to everybody for listening. There is no show without you. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm done. But Amy Lawrence is coming up next. JR Sport Brief Show over.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.